Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel on beef to China in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue in China, as is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Craig Uden, out of Nebraska. These folks there to welcome the first shipment of U.S. beef that's been airlifted into China from the United States. A ceremonial cutting of the prime rib expected to be a part of the celebration of this beef that's arriving in China. And according to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, this comes after step one has happened, which basically means that we've gotten the deal with China to allow our beef to show up.
We've had a lot of excitement, a lot of discussion, well-placed, I might add, in terms of the political process of getting access to this market. The last step, last part of that step, was sort of getting an agreement in place that spells out the details of, you know, what's required. So we've dealt now with the traceability requirements, the prohibitions on certain technologies, and so on. All of that's part of the political process that, you know, establishes the rules of the game. And
this first shipment of beef to China coming from animals that had already gone through the protocol demanded by the Chinese. Dr. Peel says going forward, to source beef for China, it's almost going to be on a carcass-by-carcass basis.
You know, we're going to qualify these animals on a per animal or a per carcass basis in terms of certifying origin and certifying the lack of use of implants and beta agonists, those kinds of technologies. And yet we're not likely to sell the entire carcass or all of those products to the Chinese. So we're going to be incurring costs on a per carcass basis and getting some additional value from some of those products as they go into that particular market. But the rest of those costs will have to be covered in some other part of the market.
So while the negotiators and the politicians have announced the deal, Mr. Market will have to figure out all the details.
Beef is not one product. It's many different products. We don't know, at least generally, we don't know specifically what products are going to be in demand. Are we looking for middle meats versus end meats, choice versus select, you know, what mix of offals will be a part of that mix? And all of those things will determine the value, at least initially, and it's probably something that can grow and change over time. But we don't really know what that value is right now. On the other hand, we also know that we're going to have to incur some additional costs relative to these restrictions and stipulations on access that will determine the amount of product that's even eligible for that market. So that process all takes time. And I think you know, companies involved in that will move rather cautiously to begin with to sort of figure out what the values are, what the extra costs are, and where that economic balance is.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.